Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily for Friday. Before we get into today's local news and business updates, we have to start with an urgent severe weather alert for the area. If you have outdoor plans or a commute this afternoon, you need to be prepared.
That's right. The forecast is showing a 100% chance of rain hitting right around 3 p.m. today, bringing the potential for isolated pop-up thunderstorms. We're currently sitting at 69 degrees this morning with a staggering 93% humidity. And that mugginess is fueling what meteorologists call a ring of fire weather pattern.
And that ring of fire setup is exactly what makes these pop-up storms so unpredictable compared to a standard cold front. The heat and humidity just build up. We're expecting a high of 85 degrees by 6 p.m. And that energy has to release somewhere. While the Upper Peninsula is facing a higher baseline risk today, those of us east of US 131 have about a 1 in 5 chance of seeing sudden storm activity.
It is worth noting that there are currently no active official National Weather Service severe weather warnings or watches for Grand Rapids at this exact moment. But with this specific pattern, localized storm development happens fast. You don't want to be caught off guard just because your phone hasn't buzzed with an emergency alert. Exactly. The best protective action you can take today is just to remain weather aware. Keep an eye on the radar if you're heading out between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., and maybe have an indoor backup plan ready for any Friday evening events. Once we get past midnight, those rain chances drop to about 30%, and Saturday is looking mostly clear, with highs hanging around 79 degrees. So keep the umbrella handy today, stay safe on the roads this afternoon, and look forward to a much calmer weekend. Now, let's pivot away from the radar and dive into what's happening across West Michigan.
Our first major story today takes us down to Kalamazoo, and it offers a really fascinating window into the broader commercial real estate market right now. Crane's Grand Rapids Business is reporting that the D&W Fresh Market property on Parkview Avenue just sold to a California-based firm, Four Corners Property Trust, for $6.9 million.
Now, $6.9 million sounds like a solid chunk of change, but the real headline here is the loss on that property. Back in 2022, this exact same property was listed for $8.35 million. That means it just sold at a $1.2 million discount compared to its peak listing price. And to be clear, this has absolutely nothing to do with the grocery store itself failing or struggling.
Right, that is a crucial distinction. The store is operated under a long-term net lease property by C&S Wholesale Grocers. The grocery store is doing its thing, paying its rent, operating normally. What we are seeing here is the reality of the net lease retail sector, where properties are traded essentially as financial assets based on their lease terms, rather than just the physical value of the real estate and the building.
Exactly. When a buyer looks at a property like this D&W Fresh Market, they aren't evaluating how many apples are being sold. They are evaluating the guaranteed rental income from C&S Wholesale Grocers over the next decade or two. It's basically a bond wrapped in a grocery store. And that brings us to why the price dropped by over $1 million. Interest rates and cap rates.
Let's break that down for a second, because capitalization rates, or cap rates, dictate everything in this space. In 2022, interest rates were incredibly low. Because borrowing money was cheap, investors were willing to accept a lower yield, or a lower cap rate, on their real estate investments. A lower cap rate, mathematically, means a higher purchase price for the property.
But fast forward to today, borrowing money is much more expensive. If an investor can get a guaranteed 4 or 5% return just by parking their money in a basic treasury bond, they are going to demand a significantly higher return, a higher cap rate, to take on the risk of buying commercial real estate. And the only way to get a higher yield on a fixed rental income stream is to pay a lower upfront price for the property.
Which perfectly explains that $1.2 million haircut. The rental income from the grocery store hasn't dropped, but the macroeconomic environment shifted beneath their feet. It really highlights how exposed long-term net lease properties are to the Federal Reserve and broader financing environments. It's a textbook example of shifting valuations.
It also raises an interesting question about investor interest in grocery-anchored real estate moving forward. Historically, grocery stores are seen as recession-proof. People always need to buy food, making them safe bets for institutional investors like Four Corners Property Trust. This price drop doesn't necessarily signal a cooling of interest in grocery stores specifically, but rather a universal market adjustment across all commercial real estate.
And Four Corners Property Trust clearly still believes in the asset class, considering they just dropped $6.9 million on it. They are likely locking in a very attractive cap rate at this lower price point. It will be interesting to see if we spot similar price adjustments on other major retail footprints across West Michigan as these long-term leases change hands.
Moving north to Mecosta County, there's a really uplifting feature in the Big Rapids Pioneer that caught our eye. The paper runs a recurring column titled Just Older Youths, which is dedicated entirely to highlighting events and resources specifically for the senior community in the area. I love that title, Just Older Youths, and the sheer variety of programming they are curating is fantastic. We aren't just talking about bingo nights here. One of the standout activities they highlighted is cardio drumming, which is gaining a ton of traction at various senior centers as a recognized high-energy fitness activity. If you haven't seen cardio drumming, it is exactly what it sounds like, but adapted to be highly accessible. Participants usually use an exercise ball stabilized in a bucket, grab a pair of drumsticks, and drum along to upbeat music in a group setting. It promotes physical health, coordination, and most importantly, it gets people laughing and engaging with one another. That social engagement piece is really the core of this story. The Pioneer's coverage reflects a much broader, organized effort by community organizations to combat social isolation among older adults. In rural communities like Mecosta County, isolation is a massive public health issue. Studies consistently show that prolonged loneliness can have physical health impacts comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. That's a staggering statistic, but it makes sense when you think about it. When you lack a social network, you're less likely to be active, less likely to eat well, and less likely to have someone notice if you're experiencing a medical issue. By curating these lists of activities, the local media is providing a literal lifeline.
And we have to talk about the medium itself. In an era where almost every event calendar has migrated exclusively to Facebook or community websites, local print features like the Just Older Youths column serve as a vital information bridge. Many seniors may have limited access to broadband, or they simply aren't spending their days scrolling digital community boards.
Right, having a physical newspaper delivered with a dedicated section telling you that the annual Senior Enrichment Day is coming up, complete with seminars, catered meals, and vendor networking, that removes a massive barrier to entry. It tells them exactly where to be and when without requiring them to navigate a clunky website. It really highlights the enduring value of hyper-local print journalism. Diverse, low-barrier activities like cardio drumming can drastically improve long-term physical and mental health outcomes, but only if the people who need them actually know they exist. The Big Rapids Pioneer is doing a great public service by making sure that connection happens.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up for the weekend. We spent a lot of time on Wednesday breaking down the results of the August 4th primary elections, but the political machine doesn't take days off.
No, it certainly does not. Both parties are aggressively pivoting to the November general election, and we saw that play out vividly here in Grand Rapids on Thursday.
Michigan Public covered the Kent County Republican Party's unity rally held at their headquarters on Thursday. It heavily featured the top of the ticket, with U.S. Senate nominee Mike Rogers claiming the party's ground game is already in high gear, citing over a million doors knocked during the primary season.
That door-knocking metric is going to be crucial. Gubernatorial candidate John James also addressed the crowd, framing the upcoming general election as a stark choice between common sense and what he characterized as Marxism. It's clear they are trying to quickly heal any primary bruises and unify the base.
WZZM 13 also covered the rally, putting it into historical context. They noted that no Republican has won a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan since 1994. Mike Rogers is facing immense pressure to break that three-decade streak this November. And the challenge for both Rogers and John James, who is gearing up to face Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, is walking a very tight political rope.
They have to keep the pro-Trump base highly energized with strong rhetoric while simultaneously appealing to the moderate swing voters in places like Kent County, who will ultimately decide these statewide races.
That is going to do it for us today. Please keep an eye on the sky and stay safe if you are out and about around 3 p.m. today when those pop-up storms are expected to roll through.
Absolutely. Stay dry, have a fantastic, mostly clear weekend, and we will be back in your feed on Monday morning with more news from across West Michigan. Thanks for listening to Grand Rapids Daily.